This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The Haryana government will provide 10% horizontal reservation to Agniveers in recruitment to certain posts in police, mining and jail departments. Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini made this announcement in a press conference at Chandigarh today. The Chief Minister said that Agniveers seeking deployment in government departments, boards and corporations will be given priority in matrix codes. He said that if Agniveers are given more than 30,000 rupees per month salary in any industrial unit, then the government will give an annual subsidy of 60,000 rupees to that industrial unit. Apart from this, the Chief Minister also announced that if any Agniveer sets up his own enterprise, he will be given an interest-free loan of up to 5 lakh rupees. He said, Agniveers will also be given arms license on priority basis. If someone meets with an accident, compensation will also be given under the Road Transport Highway Scheme of the Government of India and free treatment will be provided. Health and Family Welfare Minister JP Nadda has stressed to create a world-class drug regulatory framework to match the country's reputation of pharmacy of the world. He also emphasized on continuous dialogue with the pharma and medical devices industry to ensure the highest quality of products. Mr. Nadda today held a review meeting on the regulation of drugs, cosmetics and medical devices. Highlighting the global position of a country as the leading producer and exporter of drugs, he stressed on the Central Drug Standard Control Organization, CDSCO, to draw a roadmap with timeline to achieve global standards. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met former Prime Ministers of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Ram Goolam and Paul Bernier. During his official visit to Mauritius, after meeting with Dr. Naveen Ram Goolam, Mr. Jaishankar said, they discussed a long-standing bilateral partnership and the broad-based desire for its further growth. In his meeting with Mr. Paul, the External Affairs Minister said, a lively conversation on contemporary global issues was held between the two leaders. Dr. Jaishankar also met with Leader of Opposition, Dr. Arvind Bulail. Both the leaders discussed India-Mauritius relationship and its significance for the prosperity and well-being of the Indian Ocean region. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee was restrained by the Calcutta High Court from making any defamatory statements against Governor Dr. C.V. Anand Bose in a defamation suit filed by the Governor against the CM. A single bench of Justice Krishna Rao passed the interim order. Earlier, the Chief Minister had conveyed to the court that her statements, where she stated that women had told her that they were feeling unsafe to visit the Raj Bhavan, contained no defamatory substance. In Maharashtra, 12 Naxalites killed in an anti-Naxal operation by C-60 commandos of Gadchiroli police this evening at Etapalli block in Gadchiroli-Chhattisgarh border. Naxalite opened fire on the police party which were carrying out anti-Naxal operation in the forest of Bandoli village in Etapalli block. Police also counter-fired in response. Superintendent of Gadchiroli Police, Nilotpal, informed that 12 Naxalites were killed in this encounter and search operation has also been intensified in this area. Meanwhile, the Deputy Chief Minister and Home Minister Devendra Fadnavis said this is one of the major Naxal encounter in the last few years. Mr. Fadnavis also announced reward of 51 lakh rupees to the Gadchiroli police for their act of bravery. The Delhi High Court today reserved its verdict in the plea filed by Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal challenging his arrest by the Central Bureau of Investigation CBI in the alleged liquor policy case. Justice Neena Bansal Krishna also reserved order on Kejriwal's interim bail plea. His plea seeking regular bail in the CBI case will be taken up for hearing on 29th of this month. In Swedish Open tennis, India's Sumit Nagal will face world number 36 Mariano Navone of Argentina in the men's singles round of 16 in Sweden tomorrow. Nagal defeated Swedish Elias Ymer in a round of 32 clash yesterday. Nagal achieved a new career high ranking of 68 in the men's single category in the latest ATP rankings. However, in the men's doubles clash, French duo Alexander Muller and Luca Van Asche defeated the Indian-Polish pair of Sumit Nagal and Karol Deshivicki in straight sets. And with that, we end this news bulletin.